This is Tim Oliphant. My close friends call me Timothy Oliphant. And this next to me is
Ian McShane.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Did my name still come up first?
You're still in first place.
Thank God.
And it doesn't start with starring King Straggler.
King Straggler, Ian is referring to, is John Hawks' band. Earl Brown,
otherwise
also
known. What is his band? Not the Midnight Cowboys, or what is it? The Desperate Cowboys? Gay Cowboys? No, I don't think so.
They're fantastic. Regardless of their name. Fantastic.
Marvelous.
Fantastic live band. And I bet many fans of the show, they're more informed about this stuff than we are.
They probably are. I mean, they both played gigs when they had Deadwood Day.
That's right.
Deadwood Day and Deadwood this year, which I didn't go to. I was otherwise engaged in Europe. Political piece on the turmoil in Bratislava.
Interesting.
But, and it was.
I didn't know that.
Good. No.
That's sad that you missed that.
Yeah.
I missed it too.
What were you doing?
It was a Wednesday.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
I've got.
That's your pickup basketball day on clubs, isn't it?
I've got a.
Oh, yes.
The lovely and talented.
All those who make it through the 12 episodes, one step forward. William, not so quick.
Poor kid. Missed that kid.
And his mom.
It's just terrible. You know what?
Blue screen. What?
I don't know.
Good morning, Mr. Bob.
There he is. Get in that clinch. I have to turn away now because it's going to get...
Gosh, right back to this.
Good morning, Sophia. Sorry to interrupt your lesson.
We're finished.
She made it through. She's still with us.
Oh, she made it through. She'll be.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Little Bree.
She'll be wearing high heels, and I'm on my Zimmer frame by the time we finish this show.
Bree,
could have been my kid.
Each county has a commission.
As Bree gets older, it looks like she's going to do a lot more acting.
Yeah, she's good.
And she is good.
That happened. Already did.
Anyone I know?
They're all from Yankton.
There you are.
Oh, yeah.
What you got?
Well, being as you're the bearer of unsettling news, why don't you step the fuck inside? No one from the fucking hills, huh?
All Pennington's people.
Saves time. Just travel to one destination, murder the three of them, see how they like being commissioner after they're dead.
Coach coming, Lala.
With your friend and her girls?
I don't know. It's still way up in the hills.
You want me to come watch with you?
Oh, no, no. Well, okay.
We're currently shooting season 3.
No. All the invoices, other than the submission from Hen the Iron, have been acted on.
I see.
Well,
note, I've made partial.
Let me say, this is what I feel. Let's go ahead and we're going to get this thing started now. I don't know if we've really officially started yet.
Do you mind me? I have a private moment when I watch this.
I'm turning away so I can focus.
That's the amount.
Last year. You and I, we did this, and I've received countless letters of how, just really how pathetically, there's just such a lack of information for the fans. They want to know more, and we didn't.
No, you grabbed a look. You stick. No tongues, please.
I think I chipped a tooth. There we go.
Yeah. Oh my God!
That was messy.
Debbie does Deadwood.
So I just
this is the new story. That was the alternative, the title of this episode. Debbie does Deadwood.
I want to know. I want to pledge right now, Ian, and I want you in with us for me that this year, as we do this, as we move forward in this next 45-50 minutes, that we're even less informative
You got my, you got it. You've got, yeah, you've got me completely on your side.
Fantastic. This is going to be great.
Yes, it has fallen to this.
Comedy.
Comedy, love. You ought to get that in. So when I said, David, I got to read this, but I... You know, Milt, she just comes up with it. The biggest magnifying glass in the world.
Yeah.
There's Ralphie in the background.
And guess who's...
Ralphie only took out Ralphie, who plays Ralph.
Is the Garrett Gold in readiness for shipment to Denver?
That it is.
He only took out acting 10 years ago, Ralph.
I'd expect a delay.
He started 10 years ago?
He started 10 years ago, Tom. I think it was even, maybe even less, maybe 7, 8 years. I said, well, they don't make them like you anymore, Ralph.
Mr. Bullock.
All right.
And Bullock's capacity, of course, as her claims trustee.
Ah, the wonderful J.J., Jeffrey, Jones, Jim Bieber. I'm glad to hear from you. Oh, I have to turn away again. Okay. This, you know, I'm really... Bad language I can stand, but sexual images. Oh, my goodness. Is the plaster coming off the ceiling yet?
That's, we're at that now.
No.
That's love where this. We are now.
Sarah Paulson, the beauteous one.
Yes.
Very good, too. I wonder if he'll bring her back. Season 3. Remember, this, well, my character really liked her, because, well, obviously a devious woman, you know?
Mm. She went, she left us last year for Old Broadway.
For Old Broadway, yeah.
She did the Glass Menagerie.
The Glass Menagerie.
Yeah.
With
and by the way...
It shattered quicker than it should have done, that show, I think.
Yes, but she...
She got good reviews.
Fantastic reviews. For not being of the region, such as men one would think she... Because she's terrifically talented.
Less likely to obstruct those like yourself who actively pursue their destinies in the hills.
Oh. In those brave endeavors... How about those Dodgers? What are we going to talk about?
The Dodgers.
High esteem and continued gratitude for your gestures of support.
Mm.
Any team that turns their back on their hometown, I'm sorry, I have no time for.
Well, that's just the fucking sort.
Chop. You're talking about Brooklyn.
And each of them
I still call them the Brooklyn Dodgers. They gave them that piece of land which was owned by Mexico, I think, up until... Wow. Up until the, you know, the wow. entire city gave him like all that Chavez Ravine for like what was it, 15 cents?
Yes.
Going against China. Don't worry, Jake. It's Chinatown.
That
is cost.
That'd put you right where he wants you.
Are you doing?
You got other ways to move on. What are you?
You're doing an impression of Titus there for a second.
He's extraordinary, Titus. Not only does he know everybody, he impersonates everybody.
He's
and very well.
I bet there'll be a thing on here with all his impersonations.
I wonder if they put it on. They should ask that. If they don't, we're giving you the information now. This is longer than the normal 5-minute job. I'm sorry.
It is.
You've obviously been practicing this all year. It's going to be cut short, Bullock. Make it your last one because there's a stagecoach about to come in, I believe. Sources.
Or what some people think of as progress.
Well, ain't the heathens use smoke signals all through recorded history?
How's that a fucking recommendation?
Well, it seems to me like letters posted one person to another is just a slower version of the same idea.
Not bad. I said that before.
Bad news about
when I was talking with Paul, though.
Tries against our interests is our sole communications from strangers. So by all means, let's plant poles all across the country, festoon the cocksucker.
This is the point where I realize tremendous pressure to say something insightful at some time during the next hour.
Ain't the state of things cloudy enough? Don't we face enough fucking imponderables?
When these things come out, these DVDs, they sell it to the people, and they say bonus features, and the features are people.
This is a bona feature. I would say not a bonus feature.
There you go. A little romance.
I like those arms, Tim. You're going to keep that. Don't give up your Wednesdays. Keep those keep those arms going, babe.
I'll intend something. Come to myself realizing I've only stood or sat.
Yeah. I think I am. Thank you. I think maybe I should. I got
she's
nothing.
Being a little coy, though.
Yeah, she.
I think she likes you.
She's gonna start playing footsies here in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there she is.
It's those bucks.
I was raised.
There it is. There are the footsies.
Pan down. Oh. Not again. I couldn't stand it. This guy.
So often.
Well, look. Crazed sex. Well, oh, it's coming up, isn't it? Yeah.
To start the shipment loading, keep the men from falling to drink.
Yes, please.
Now I believe in you.
She's fantastic. This is basically the only episode we worked together, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Last year.
Oh, last year.
Whole romance.
And that was it.
This year, we were promised a big affair. If I won, and that was it. You saw the affair. It's over.
It's
over.
That's enough. This is not a love story.
Maybe it's just precautions against other operators.
No precautions of his protect her. Them other operators forbear out of respect for me and knowing what hot blood your blade would draw if they ever fucking presumed.
Well, I was in a good mood again.
Yeah.
Bullock, that's my point.
How is your
got to get
mind?
A 12-step program going at one point. Al.
Al.
You know Deadwood was the first place to have a 12-step.
I didn't know that. And that'll be fascinating when that when we mine that.
Stupid fucking badge.
Here's my favorite line.
Here. Where's that from?
Nice.
Yeah.
Like it.
Be number 10.
Nice work, Mr. McShane.
Hope it ain't Tom Nuttall taking the quick fucking way out.
No, there's himself.
Oh, Leon.
Oh, the lovely Leon.
Love him. Love him.
Self-deceiving.
Here comes McShane.
Now, if ever a guy should have bit his tongue, this should have been the time.
You know? Here it comes. Here it comes when you start belting it out. You start thinking, you know what? Emmy's overlooked me season one. Fuck it. This year I'm going to win a Tony.
Taken by a vision?
Taken by a vision.
You would not want to be staring like that.
Me, I'm just... I
love
I'm
that
just
look
going back.
Too.
I'm just going to look.
Give me everything.
I'm going to look. Don't give me any dialogue, for God's sake.
There's that black saxophone player.
Ooh. Actually, what?
There's that black saxophone player.
Hello, John. Come on, man. We got some shadow
I'm going to play Coltrane's blues. Charlie on the blues.
Did you know that he actually does play saxophone?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Very well.
It's not just a vibe.
No.
It's actually a real... Yeah.
I'll go get my big gun.
Nah! That ain't how this wants to resolve. You go down, see to the cunt and whiskey. Huh?
You want me up here?
You. Go take your bath.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You want a donkey's attention? Bring a fucking pole down between his ears.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Wait, four. Oh, ooh, there it is.
Oh, those
foreshadowing.
Pancakes for breakfast.
Foreshadowing.
No way that I was that man exactly. A take against him. You did shoot him. Huh? Only on account of the jack.
Let me say. The bartender, his name is Brent.
Yeah.
He, I just worked with him the other day.
On the hustings.
Yes, on the hustings. We can't give too much away.
No.
About season three.
Well, nobody knows what the hustings is.
That's true. You have to look up hustings.
Another 3 years, you know what it is.
But let me just say that he's got a bigger role to play in season three. And God, he was really good the other day. Really funny. Really good.
I didn't recognize him with it the other day. Came in because he's got a, you know, he's so made up.
Yeah.
He said, Brent. Oh, this is Slippery Dan and Bummer Dan.
Yeah, very good.
Fucking dead. They know that, you filthy piss-spraying beast.
Get up off your knees.
Oh, my God. Get up and tell your partners. My part sheriff was putting Bummer in my jacket and sending the poor
there's
fucking
Charlie Utter.
To what?
I mean, every time he comes to the day, I'm going to... I'm playing with a little sax in the background here. The Charlie Utter All-Stars.
My liability, Mr. Bullock. Hey, get pissed on provocation.
That's really good.
Midnight in Deadwood.
You didn't kill
little number I composed.
Too.
Or doing takes.
This is Brent Sexton.
Brent Sexton.
There you go.
Now that's an actor's name, obviously.
That's good,
that's
right?
A real actor's What's name. He obviously took his middle name, the street he was born on.
That's
how you get the actor's name.
Porn.
My name, if I did. No, no, it's either.
That's a porn
well, it's
name.
Either porn or an actor, what? But if I took my middle name, which is David, in the street I was born on, David Freckleton.
Yeah, that's not like a marvelous thing, Jacket.
My name is, hello, David Milton. I'm David Freckleton.
It's the street you're. That's pretty good. David. Then how's the porn name one work?
Well, it depends. If your middle name is Daisy and you were born on Clover Street, Daisy Clover would be, you know.
So it can go either way. Sometimes.
Inside Daisy Clover.
It's interesting. The street you were born on.
Yeah.
I don't know the street I was born on. I'll tell you what I do know about the place I was born.
What?
And this would be somewhat. The Little League, I was born in Hawaii.
In Honolulu,
and the little beach I was born on, the Little League team won the Little League World Series.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Well, what's your middle name?
David.
It would have been David Monakea.
That'd be good.
David Monakea.
I
don't think either of us would have got the part if we'd been given those stage names.
It's too Hawaiian. It just involves bubbles and hula dancers. What brings you to there, this fine spot? I remember the street I lived on, the first street here in California.
Bismarck, you say? Don't the kid and all of us look forward to the
Blue Cheryl Springs. Lane.
Cheryl, now that's a porn star.
David Cheryl.
David Cheryl.
God, I could have gone
David
with that.
Lane. David Lane.
David Lane. Jugglers are face paint. Very strong. Dave Lane. How about Dave Lane?
Dave Lane.
You know, I lived on a street at one point called Norwegian. That doesn't work.
No.
It's good that wasn't the first.
No.
Oh,
the kid farts.
Yeah.
Air's gone a little fixed. I guess we never fixed it. Excuse me.
That's
Alice Krieg.
That's Alex Krieg.
Alice Krieg.
Sorry, did I say Alex?
Alex, yes, I mean Alice.
Disregard what I said.
I will. I usually do.
But earlier we saw Megan Glennon.
Partner of Bulk and Star Hardware.
That's Brad Dourif's daughter in the center there.
That's all you need. A scene like that.
Oh, hey, you know what I heard about that?
What?
I heard that Milch was like totally aware that, you know, the drinking game, and everybody's waiting for the word cocksucker because all these college kids and so he just put it there. He's like, just have her yell it out and go to act out, and then everyone can drink and get over with it.
Stay
out, Milch.
Yeah, how about it?
That's true or not?
I love this sort of Leone sequence, don't you? Eyes, ears. Everybody looks at everybody else, not knowing what the fuck is going on.
Check out.
Comedy genius.
Morning.
If you'd spare your partner, I got Mr. Star. You might make your way to the gym.
Gunning at whose hand?
My boss called him out clear across the thoroughfare.
Unprovoked?
He was
John Hawks. God love him. It's hard to say a bad thing about this guy. I'm going to make an effort.
Lock up for me, please.
I did it with Paula, so I can't say anymore. Let's say about John.
He was in a wonderful.
Oh, he's in a lovely film. Yeah,
independent movie over the break.
Yeah,
which
I was in England, and he won a big award at Cannes with John.
It did.
I phoned him, told him.
Well, it was a fantastic movie and a wonderful, wonderful performance by the little black kid.
Fucking humbled. The widow Garrett. Have a going fucking hard rock concern in Five Stamp Mill.
John plays a shoe salesman, doesn't he?
He does. He plays a shoe salesman.
And the girl who starred in it wrote it and directed it. And she did everything.
That's right.
And she's got a name like a month, hasn't she?
That's right.
What is it? What is she?
It's called
November.
The movie is called Me, You,
and Everybody Else,
and every fucking other person,
and every other person. Directed by July October. Written, directed, and starring.
You're right.
July.
She's an artist, actually. She's a
performance artist.
She's a performance artist. A video artist. I think a video artist would be more exact.
Some others to quit their fucking shirking. Yeah, any performance.
Interesting. What's her name? Something. Miranda July.
I was gonna say, yeah, isn't that it? It is.
I think it is.
And John was really was quite.
He's a terrific
quite
actor.
Mediocre in it.
Yeah.
He was heartbreaking. He was really, really good.
How do you have this information?
From the governor himself in a pricey little personal note. They want to make us a trough for Yankton snouts and them hoople.
We just got engrossed in our own work.
I know. It's a terrible thing to do, isn't it?
Listen to it. It's like we're chatty. Hold on. It's just me and you now.
You would be if you'd sheathe your prick long enough.
Sheathe your prick. That's not called for.
Shut up, you
son of a bitch. Those ringlets. I don't know how John got that effect last year cutting down the back.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Little ringlet look coming down the little
curls. Your hair?
Yes. I asked for the ringlet look. I want to look like Shirley Temple in the first two episodes.
You got enough water here. All right.
We're fine.
Shirley Temple? You know, by the way, let me tell you something, because they've already done the Emmys. Half of the Emmys have already been presented. So why we're sitting here today.
Yeah, I gave Glenn and his last week.
We're sitting here, I think, on a Friday. And the Emmys
Sunday night.
Are on Sunday night.
Well, I find you've got a knife.
But last Sunday, they gave the Emmys away to people that I don't want to say nobody cares about, because we all have families. Not true. But Deadwood, our costume designer, Janie Bryant, she won an Emmy.
Yeah.
Hair, they won an Emmy.
Carol.
Right,
yep.
And Kimberly and
John Rizzo.
And Rizzo won for makeup.
Yeah.
Along with Ron.
Adam Brandy. And Adam. Ron Snyder.
And James Glennon won for cinematography.
That's right.
Okay, now I'm not even getting into the fact that Maria won.
For design.
For design. I'm only bringing up these first four mainly to make a point here. It hurts. I want you to stay with me.
Yeah.
Basically, what the people are saying to me, this is a personal message to me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Tim, your hair looks fantastic. Your makeup couldn't be more believable and rich and real. You're lit exquisitely well. I love everything you're wearing. Performance, not so much.
Well.
Eat your kill. Hey, don't come no further. Hey! Watch it. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ almighty! Buck!
Fuck me.
I do have a knife. It come to me now. Welcome to fucking Deadwood!
Okay, let me tell you about this. Here's my first piece of insight.
Can be combative.
And I wasn't supposed to say that.
You weren't supposed to say
it. But I was so stretched out from whatever David said. Can be combative. I thought, that sounds like a good line.
That's right.
Welcome to fucking Deadwood. Can be combative. And it was like...
That's right.
It seemed to work awfully well.
He gave you a note. The line's welcome to fucking Deadwood. And he comes over and he's talking about that line.
Right.
I was right there. And he says, Ian, welcome to fucking Deadwood.
They got living breath in
Can be combative.
Brings him right
round. He walks away. I saw your little wheel spinning. I knew it was coming. Welcome to fucking Deadwood. Can be combative. He was like, it's great. Leave it. It's fantastic. Love it.
No one's dead.
Then he went on talking about the Bible or something.
I know. They're all injured here. I mean, if, let's face it, I hadn't won the makeup award for this. I think he wrote this specifically so they get the makeup award for this episode.
Good
there's
point.
Claret everywhere.
Well, I gave...
Claret pouring from people's faces all over the place. Everybody's big.
Rizzo
nut.
Got so much shit last year for losing the Gilmore Girls that David really felt like he...
Well, I know. The Gilmore Girls in a special episode. It was all based on makeup.
Speaking of stunts, by the way.
Phenomenal.
Get ready. Wait for it. No. I'm talking about yours truly right here. Okay? Just wait.
I like this deadfall backwards. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Didn't they have a large mattress on the ground?
No mattress under the ground. That's hard.
You've obviously done vaudeville. Because only people that do that are vaudeville people.
Get ready for it.
I love it.
Get ready for it. Oh.
Whoop, there he goes.
Watch the head bounce.
Boom. Good stuff.
You're watching this on DVD, the kids at home right now. You can slow that down. Yeah, take a look at that. That was a pretty good hit. Fucking no credit for that shit. I should join a goddamn union for that.
My lady?
Do they have a stunt union, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a union?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting in it.
That's my fault. We're giving Joni none.
Were you hedging your bets, Maddie?
Ooh, I love this scene, by the way.
Feared losing
angry powers.
All the way to the camp.
Then wondered.
Yeah.
Had that coach brought you to Gettysburg.
That's right. Angry powers. Now, but there's a vulnerability.
Gettysburg. Fucking bad
and
carnage.
Let me just... Kim, she's fantastic, first of all. Alice, yeah. just like, oh my God, there's an evil bitch thing happening.
But
there.
She's got a very self-deprecating line at the end of it when she says, "Anyone," when he says, you know, turn a few tricks while you're waiting, and she says, any blind went out there? I think that's the line, isn't it? Any blind guys out there?
It is very good.
Yeah. See, I pay attention.
You do pay attention.
Listen.
I'm trying to remember the other stunt guy that went off the thing there with Craig. You know, Craig does...
He was a little... the little
he was a little
obviously,
guy.
Obviously, because I'm smaller than you. But not in real life, of course, but they make it look that way. They make it look... I'm very, very tall. I'm very, very large.
It's amazing they hired a guy like yourself. 6'2", 6'3"? To play a guy. 6'4",
I
could put down.
I know. 5'8", 5'9".
It's amazing.
God, those built-up boots are hell to walk around in all day.
Yeah, no. And by the way, it's not easy for me always having to get on the Apple boxes.
Exactly.
To look taller.
Exactly. Well, I was talking about your built-up boots. Do you wear built-up boots and on an Apple box?
I can't give away my secrets. You know what I mean?
That bandage wants to be tied, Al.
Oh, you are the bastard child of Billy Barty.
I have to, you know what I mean? I have to stand up for short...
serious act. A lot of yelling and screaming. I remember this one.
You're strange, you didn't.
You know, all I can tell you is that I know Craig went over the thing there into the dirt, and that was quite a hell of a stunt, the two of them flipping over.
I know,
over.
It was Craig, and I'll tell you the other
Craig
guy's
does
name.
All,
you got this,
yeah,
you got
right
them
here.
There, the stunt guy?
Craig, I was looking for the other guy's name, because he's not a regular guy on our show.
No, they brought him in.
Craig does all of my stunts. I like saying that. It makes you feel like a big shot, by the way. I don't think I've ever said it before.
He does all your stunts.
He does all my stunts.
Al's calling Bella
I don't know what my guy was called. Craig, and he looked, he's a good double for you.
Craig?
Great double.
Al's going to be calling him.
Mike's good. Mike Watson does a great job.
Like Mike, yep. Fantastic. Love Mike. Good guy. Actually, I take it because Mike does, Mike did some riding stunts.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, last year there was something.
I think it was Toby Holguin did me.
Let's say Toby.
Let's say Toby.
Let's just list all the stuntmen who are on this episode.
Greg Banham, Richard Boucher, Thomas DuPont, Tad Griffith, Toby Holguin.
And then it was Alan Jordan. Well, that's Big Alan.
Or maybe it was Cheryl Lawson Boucher, did me.
Oh, you had the girl.
Who is obviously related to Richard Boucher. And this is,
oh, look at
Bucker.
That. She's a hyphen.
Yeah.
Ben Scott.
Tonya
is
Smith.
That Tonya? And R.L. Oh, R.L. Tolby. Those are the stuntmen for this episode. And we thank them for their work.
Relations tough to swallow.
Because it can be thankless work.
It is respectful not to lie.
Only two guys went off the thing, so really there's only two stunts worth bragging about. But these other people...
Oh, they applaud the guys. Amazing. They fall off a thing, they applaud them for 20 minutes.
Oh, they love it.
You do a speech. Speech 5 pages long. Okay, we're over here.
No. If you want applause on a set, like you want people to clap, you got to fall over, or you got to like break down crying and screaming.
I don't work here no more.
Because...
Well, like I just did the Woody Allen film. I slipped into the water. On the set, everybody applauded. I said, Woody, I only fell in the fucking water.
People...
It's not like...
People want to see...
And there's a guy underneath with a trained dolphin waiting to pull me out, you know? It's not like it was on the set at Pinewood, on the old Bond set,
Hold on a second. It just occurred to me.
Mm.
Are you plugging you in your Woody Allen movie?
What Woody Allen movie? Did I just say something about that? No, I think you've mistaken. I think you must be. Let me watch those.
Is that what we've come to? Season 2, we're just going to talk about our jobs that we did during the hiatus?
Well, we're not on screen at the moment. I mean...
Let me... let you go.
Thank you.
Love, Kim Dickens. You know what I mean? I've been trying to tell Dave. I don't talk to Dave about anything. I don't say Dave about
I've had one scene with her, and I was on the balcony. She was way down the street.
Yeah.
And we nodded to each other. That was my sole contact with her.
That was fucked up.
For coming up 3 years.
Because I'm just begging Dave. It's like, when does...
I'm that fucking hopeful.
No, he got applause for that. That was a small dancing stunt.
By the way, this is the moment. When I saw this episode, I was like, oh, I get it. Everybody wants to win it.
This was great.
That was fantastic. What the, oh, this?
I love this from your point of view, Bullock's eyes. No, it's great. It works. And usually I don't... It really works.
Though. Yes, it does work. And we're giving Ed Bianchi credit for this.
But it was, before, it was before Ed Bianchi got his new glasses, though. Which, you know, it's everybody said, but it works, Ed. We'll keep
Let me tell you what else is... these are the little things I love. But when this kid waves right here...
It's adorable.
Oh,
it's a great wave.
God.
It's
Isn't
sort
it
of,
good?
It's a stilted wave. Oh, my God. I'll never play the sax again, David.
It was personal between me and the man I fought. So I took him off.
Look at what was I saying? Oh, Kim Dickens. Disarmed.
Yeah.
Will you arrest him?
You want to do something with that?
Well, you know, Bullock's got to, you know.
He's got to get his, yes, he's a Randy Bishop sheriff.
Exactly. Randy Bishop sheriff. You know what I mean? What are we going to make that work out? I finally got down to the Chez Ami, and they've, like, converted it to a school or something. I'm giving away secrets.
Yep. I'm giving it away again.
Keep it down.
I'll have back my gun and badge.
Oh,
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I don't think Jeffrey's been attacking the lunch wagon quite this year like he was last year.
No. I didn't.
He looks so trimmed down to me.
He has lost weight, hasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Something for the people to look forward to. A slimmer
Merrick.
More handsome Merrick.
Oh, he's in good shape, though.
Yeah. Speaking of this slimming down, look at you. You're.
I found really these. By that. Your
you look good there.
Thank you.
You look taller than 5'8".
Fucking badge.
Are you on your tiptoes?
No, I'm 6'5". You're the one that's 5'8".
Look at oh, that's what it is. That's why I get confused sometimes.
Private fucking hilarity.
What?
A piss pot remark.
No.
You know, I'm so used to I've lied so often on my resume.
This morning, if it's any of your fucking business, I get
and
away.
After
from
a while, you can't tell the lies.
Be. Get the fuck back here.
It's all like some great Greek battle.
Yeah. Fucking job. Scene of the respectable types. Leaving us, the ones that pay him regular, huh? So, that woman and child. Bullocks?
His wife and son.
How was Mr. Starr? How was Charlie Utter?
Shut up, Johnny.
It just
made me laugh. This
us
scene.
Laughing.
Bullock's condition.
The worse for wear. No clarity to his look or focus as I could sight in other combatants.
Touch me, E.B. I'll put your nose through your fucking brain.
It's nice work. It's very nice work, young man. I'm going to write a letter to some people. I don't know who.
I'm going for the Rich Little Award.
Really
in a minute,
should be recognized for this stuff. The Rich Little?
In a minute, I go for the Rich Little Award.
Oh, did they pull? You pulled out your Farnham impression here.
Yeah, nice. That's I remember rightly, yeah.
And Titus right there saying, when do I get to do
when
the
do
impression?
I get to do
I'm the
I
master
get to do
of impressions.
Here we go.
I could take him his gun, Badge. Plumb his intent as we talked.
Well, how would that chat start, E.B., huh? Here's your hardware. Yeah. And as he looks a cunt anyway, I would like you to have this rose.
Thank you, sir.
Look into the new whores.
Titus is really pissed off.
He is pissed off. He's like,
because he wants to do Al Pacino. But you know, there's three Al Pacinos.
They don't. Is my bullet out? Will Star live?
Well, if he don't, he's going happy.
And
terrific.
Will he be blind and deaf?
No. Let me suss out that new trim, Johnny, before I earn some added rebuke.
Big Earl.
Sean, the one who told me the joke about it. Whenever I see Sean, it's Sean or Ray McKinnon about the Bo and Joe sitting on the porch with their hound dog lying next to him licking his balls. Bo looks down at that hound dog and says, boy, Joe, I wish I could do that. Joe says, Bo, that dog will bite you.
Well, we'll be ready.
It was either Ray McKinnon.
It sounds like Sean to me.
It sounds like Sean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That dog will bite you.
Cow-eyed kid. Look,
Hawks and I just walk around saying that tagline all the time. My goodness, what a close-up.
Oh. Scared myself in that scene.
I was going to say.
He couldn't have known she was coming.
Molly,
women. Deviousness of these women is a sight to behold.
En route. Well, you're kind, extending the hand of welcome. Well, at its best, this camp can be forbidding to new arrivals.
You know, I think Davis may have left the door open because, I mean, remember when she left, the character of Sarah Swearengin said, wish I had six like you.
You definitely have, but this is the second time you brought up that she might come back.
No, just have a, you never know. It'd be nice.
It isn't, Mrs. Garrett. Then perhaps I'll better learn Mr. Bullock's condition in his presence.
I think maybe Sarah just hated our guts.
And Mr. Starr's.
Could be.
Yes, ma'am.
That's part of
it. Well, I'm surprised Bree's still speaking to me because I did try to kill her in episode.
Put a ribbon around your.
One? Was it? Episode one? Yeah. Episode two of the first series, isn't it?
Please answer in words. So
well,
It's all a blur.
I'm going back in. I remember everything.
We've been doing this show for years now.
Miss Isringhausen.
Mr. Ellsworth.
We just started our third year. We only do 12 episodes. And listen to us talking.
Mr. Ellsworth.
Oh, well.
We said the other day.
It was back in episode.
Felt like episode six. What are we doing? Episode three of the moment?
Yeah. I know. People say, how long do you think this show will go? And I keep telling them, I'm thinking Wednesday. I'm exhausted.
Now, as I've been asked, Miss Garrett, I wonder if this ain't a
come a long way, Ellsworth.
Well, get me started Christy about O'Miner. These. You know, Jenny Bryant gets an Emmy for the goddamn clothes, but let me tell you something. She didn't get the award for comfort. You know what I mean?
Might be your choice. What chances you
she didn't give, they don't give awards for, like, best wardrobe as far as breathability is concerned.
No, you're all right. You've got... I love what? That loose shirt. It's a very nice shirt. I didn't even get a shirt. I haven't... How can you complain? I haven't got a fucking shirt in 3 years.
I'm sorry for
that.
You don't have a shirt?
No.
You don't have a shirt. Habits.
What are you talking about?
I don't have a shirt. I have an I have a
but
union
but you make it
suit.
Sound like you're just shirtless underneath that coat.
Shirtless in Gaza.
Yeah.
Mr. Bullock.
No.
Look at them. Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling, Mr.
By the way, this is one of the greatest... I don't know. We're just going to sit here and talk about how great the show is, but this is a fucking great scene.
It's a great scene because Ed shot it beautifully.
With her
beautifully,
in the
yeah.
center and the red dress and everybody around. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
May I introduce my wife, Martha.
They would write and some constructs, some most amazing
Mrs. Alma Garrett.
Sequences. I'll tell you what, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If David keeps working hard, really... He'll get nominated for an Emmy one day, too.
Actually, they didn't get nominated. I mean, I told them the writing could improve, you know?
It could improve. That's
maybe they'll get a nomination.
But I think if he stays with it...
You've discovered us in distressing circumstances. Yeah. We're safe and glad of joining, Mr. Bullock.
He keeps giving out the names on the scripts, you know? Maybe that's why.
That could be
put his own name on it.
I think he needs to take more risks.
I think, yeah. He plays it a bit safe, doesn't he, sometimes?
Yes.
We have some use to you, and you're settling in.
Shouldn't have so much respect for the English language.
Thank you.
I think that hurts him.
I'm waiting for the moment when he says, you know, I've dreamt this next sequence, so would you all put your earplugs in, and I'll just give it to you over the mic.
I'm telling you.
Waiting for that day.
I'm waiting for earpieces. Oh. I'm waiting.
But they'll be original earpieces.
What?
You know what I mean? They'll be period.
Oh, period.
Period earpieces.
My letters.
See, I love this scene because it's so awkward and
yeah.
not overstated. It was beautifully done. Look at Dayton. That's good
luck. You want to see a moment? Every now and then, I like to talk about my own work.
Are
you ready for a moment?
Well, I'd love the title of your company. Perhaps you heard of my work, and I certainly have after this.
Oh, don't give that. You can't give that stuff away.
I can't give that away. Edit that.
I think that's for tax purposes or something.
Oh, yeah, they don't know you're working, do they?
Did she already hand the candy off?
Not yet, no.
It's her step forward. It's a moment. It's my favorite thing. It's the only thing I'm giving myself credit for. I'm just going to point it out to people. It's really in bad taste. Here it comes. Oh!
Two, three.
No, it was earlier. I missed it.
Thank you. Thanks for the sweets.
And don't be pissed.
Couldn't have been that good a moment.
Well, I don't remember now. Only over breakfast. Well, that's sort of glad that shot, because you're looking at her. She's like, you're looking at her, and she's good.
Yeah, I'm just.
Well, you know, you're avoiding her. You're looking at Saul.
Exactly. Just
where you see your house.
Oh, I would like to very much.
But my it's all coming back to me now. From your former
post. And this was, I think, our first day of working, man, Miss Antigone. And the punk kid, what's his name, Josh? But, here's my first impression of Anna. She's fucking tall. I mean, just talk about you and I, it's all, she's fucking, because, and I told her, I said, look, don't take this the wrong way, but I wasn't part of the casting process, and clearly people.
Well, she's wearing heels too, 7 foot. You know, she's real. She's 5'3". Like she's like 5'3" in real life.
She is.
But he wanted tall, slim people, and they couldn't find any.
What he's wrote to his wife. Why'd you see us walking next to each other?
Oh, you know I
know him. And you and me.
Good stuff, Ellsworth. Jim Beaver. Good man.
Thank you for taking me, Mr. Ellsworth.
Welcome, ma'am.
It's like a real town when you go into those, isn't it? You say good morning, everybody. It's like you've been there.
She's tall. I'm like on a hill. I think if you look at the ground slope, so I can just get a, like...
About her husband?
She's on stilts.
Yes.
And the guy that plays the kid is really 37.
Died in the fall.
It was uncovered.
He was terrific, wasn't he?
It was uncovered.
He was good. He improved out rich. An air of sweetness.
Is that the house, sir? The splendid one ahead?
It is.
You can walk ahead a little piece, William.
See, I have to cover this commentary with humor because otherwise I get so immersed and I want to cry now.
I'll tell you what's happening right now. Right now, Anna, if you look there, she's thinking, oh, I see.
She knows. This woman knows that you got laid by that woman.
No, I'm not talking about character. I'm talking about the person.
Oh, the person. She's thinking, I hope I don't trip over my
skirt. It's her first day. Close.
Close
she's thinking, oh, I see. Molly gets the red dress, and I'm in this fucking like
gray outfit.
Napkin.
Yeah.
Pickling his prick in the cunt brine of another. Napkin doesn't really do what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
She's like,
but she's wearing beige, which is always a good color to stand out in.
Exactly.
Beige gray.
Exactly. She's like, ah, I see. I see how it's going to be. This is the dress.
Looks a little small, Lila. I guess you gals are used to making the best of that. Just fleeting as fucking innocence. Let
that's,
me toast a bold new venture.
Powers and Alice and Kim and everybody's daughter.
Catchy. All those whores in that
somebody's daughter.
Somebody's daughter.
We're all, I mean, they're all somebody's daughter.
They're all somebody's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't. We're talking out.
Daddy's a bad guy. Oh, he's a. Well, blonde's very cute, isn't she? Is it Lila?
She becomes a pivotal.
Yeah, she's
pivotal,
the one. Oh, she's the girl that gets sent over to.
English. This is the kind of stuff that David should use. Pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pivotal character.
She sends us? Yeah, he sends us over to work at the Shades of Me, and the one that Walcott. One of the girls that Walcott killed.
Okay.
How many whores does he kill, Walcott? About 8.
You're just assuming I watched the show.
I know. Eddie,
but the Shea of Me on its feet, I consider myself an investor, and I will have my interest looked at. 60 cents. I'm $1. And a true count fucking verified.
All right.
These girls out of here, Lila. You better get packed, Doris. Hey, did you bring anything with you when I bought you? It's all right, honey. You just packed the rags you've been wiping the cum off with. All right, Joni?
Yes, and now we're gonna go.
What do you think? I'm a monkey in a zoo? Think I'm gonna throw my shit after you?
No.
Fucking talk to me like I'm a monkey. Get those cunts out of here! Don't believe there's no good women. But you've seen one with maggots in her eyes.
That's not called for.
That's not called for at all.
Joni! Bet the wheel before you leave. You're on a lucky run.
Nasty man.
Oh, here we are. Is this... Oh, no, this is the thing that we're going to go visit Robin Weigert, who so far there are millions of people saying, when the fuck is she coming back on the show? All she said was cocksucker.
This is it.
It's all you need to do. Believe me, isn't it? The one shot.
May we go inside?
Did you get the letter about the house?
This is the point in the show where the audience says, you know what? She's great. Isn't she great? Look how great
she is. That has all my thoughts.
Because you're a philandering, lying, cheating, crazy sheriff.
Yeah.
This one wild and crazy.
She knows exactly what's going on.
She knows everything.
In fact, I think the title of the show is something about a lie agreed upon.
A lie agreed upon. And this Part one.
And this is the lie right here. This is the lie. She knows the lie, and we're both agreeing upon the lie.
Don't you want to come in?
See that? It's like a metaphor or something.
I can't come in.
Just again, me acting like a fucking 3-year-old.
Do you know what? No, it's absolutely just the first time it occurred to me. I thought it was about me.
I'll take
the You're absolutely right. It's come to me in a flash.
It's come to me in a flash.
This is what it's about. A lie agreed upon. Well, maybe part two is about. I love this shot. I love this over, the voice.
Your house is near
finished.
Brilliant. My choice. Satisfaction does not exceed the compliment made by Lynn Sawyers.
I'm a part of it.
You're a part of it. We're all part of the process.
That's we're almost done, by the way.
What?
We're almost done.
I know, it's amazing. It just flashes by, doesn't it?
I don't think we've said anything.
But this is not going to end.
The show's about to be over.
But we're not supposed to say anything, are we? Aren't we supposed
All
to
I
be
can
this?
Say is thank God they got like a dozen other cast members to do commentary.
Absolutely, because they'll be very serious and they'll be ripping us to shreds. Probably. I do hope so.
I think so. It was payback from last year. Yeah.
Well, screw them. Let's get it all in now.
Let's all.
Okay, let's go through them all. Where's
Hawks,
the cast list?
Stop your bitching.
Hawks, stop bitching. Paula, stop swearing.
Leon, Rippy.
Leon, stay in your bar. Jeffrey Jones, keep your hands dirty. E.B. Farnham. You can't say that. E.B. Farnham, stay in that hotel.
You're just being safe. Come on.
I know,
now.
You can't. No, I can't.
You can't do it.
We're going to end with sex again.
You're
pulling
your punches. No, I don't think we are. We're ending with
I think we're ending with something.
Yours sincerely.
He's walking up the stairs. Seth Bullock. He's coming to the. This is like Scream 3.
I was in Scream 2.
You were in Scream 2.
Yeah, but.
They offered me Scream 4.
Did they? I'm trying to figure out if you're serious. It's like there's going to be a Scream 4.
No. Was there a Scream 4?
This is how we're ending our commentary. Talking about.
The door. She did. That's great. He doesn't go inside, he holds her outside. Because he knows it's over.
I can't believe you're trying to wrap this up with something informative.
I am, because
insightful.
It's so moving.
By the way, great fucking song.
That's his bobness.
His bobness.
That's
I just
right.
saw him in concert in Vancouver.
There you go.
Did you know?
We're all related.
Oh, I saw Bob in Vancouver. He was fantastic.
He's the great.
He's just...
What do you say about him? He's a...
Yeah.
I've still got the
scars, but the sun. Well, this ends with that. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet. As promised. But it's getting there. And thank you. Good night. Well, that ought to be helpful.